Alderwoman Mayer, you were next.
No, I thought I still had the tape. Another question is we have this quote on this number of tables and fixtures. If we lower the amount, do we have to have it rebid? I don't think it's a proportionate change. I'll probably bet that we have to have it rebid.
I was not aware in the quote, in gathering the quote, so I'm not sure of the specifics.
We're splitting hairs on a budget that we are under budget on. We do have the funds there. It's a nice amenity to continue on with the way this project looks out there. Why be penny wise and dollar foolish?
I think what the concern was is what I'm hearing more is the park was a small nature area park, and we've got a pretty intensive use there, and we've got already a lot of complaints coming from that. If we do this, is this going to be a permanent problem? Are we going to be making the problem worse, or should we wait and see if we can accommodate it? I think everyone likes the project, and everybody understands the needs and necessity for picnic tables. I think it's the scope of the project and what we might be spending that we might not be able to reverse, I think, is a pretty small part of this. So we have a motion on the floor. We have are you done, Alderman D'Andrea?
Yes, I am.
We had one more comment, and then I'd like to vote and move on. So we have two more. Alderwoman Mayer, you're next.
I guess we're only taking out one ADA table, so that would still allow for three tables on that, and then just decreasing the other one down to three. So I feel as though it's a significant number of tables, even at six, for that area. And I guess I just don't want to put so much out there that it's, you know, just completely cluttered and non-workable. But it just saves, you know, half the money. So that's my goal.
Well, there's a reason why the city, I mean, look at the quotation, it's not the city of Franklin, it's, you know, Ms. Runty. That's where this is all directed. It's not directed towards city staff. So, I mean, I see why you don't have the answer to the question, at least on maybe that portion. I mean, I see Jerry in other areas, so maybe it's a joint effort. I'm not sure. But I want to go back to what the clerk said regarding the plan. The Parks Commission made a recommendation that now the pavilion can be rented out. Is that something that came to the Common Council, or can the Plan Commission just do that without? I don't recall voting on the Parks Commission. I don't recall approving that at this level and this body. Now, I did miss the first meeting in March, but I had to go back to the agenda. But how does the Parks Commission decide, you know, that that's going to be the case if it didn't come here? Because that to me is a concern, because that's, you know, recommending bodies are recommending bodies to this body, not to establish some policy in the city or some area that or some park saying we're going to operate this way. Because I would say, I can guarantee you that conversation did not include the residents. I would have said, I want to hear the feedback of the residents in the area, whether they think it's a good idea.
That would have been appropriate.
So can someone explain to me that did this happen and that's the way it's going to be? Because if it hasn't come here, then that's a problem.
What I'm hearing, I guess Mr. Dietl might have sort of an answer for us.
I vaguely recall Oren saying that he believed the Park Commission had done it before. So he believed that they could do it. But I don't believe he did any more research than that.
Well, I'm going to ask this question to the attorney to look into this, because I do not think And if this is the case, then I'm going to bring in something to stop that, because the recommending body should not be setting any type of policy. That's what we get elected for.
Right, especially when we have the amount of complaints
right.
that we have. So,
and this Parks Commission's already yeah. been rogue, I believe, to a certain extent.
City Attorney.
There's a Wisconsin statute, an entire chapter with regard to parks. And parks commissions are statutory creatures and are well beyond simply recommending entities in general. Parks has approved by the council administrative code, as well as there's municipal code provisions with relation to the Parks Commission. I will look at the question. I don't have an immediate answer.
That's fine.
You.
And then, right, because if there's anything we can do to prevent this from happening, I'll bring anything to this body to do so, because I think this is, like I said, I called it rogue. I remember the Parks chairman, who I would not have supported in that position, and if he comes up again in my tenure, I won't support, come up here and really criticize this body and say some pretty nasty things about some of the members. Totally unacceptable. If I would have been in this chair when that happened, I would ask for his resignation. So either we have to start putting different people on there to understand that this park is also surrounded by a neighborhood that has some major concerns and wasn't treated with respect during the process, or else we need to find people that will serve that will.
Alderwoman Mayer.
How big, Glenn, is that area that the tables and everything will be on?
Offhand, I don't recall exact dimensions.
Ballpark. The reason I'm asking is that these are bigger than 5 feet
yeah.
wide tables.
And
you're wanting to put 12 of them on this area. I just want to make sure that there's room and that we're not over-purchasing. That's the only reason that I'm bringing this up.
The area north of the sidewalk is probably only maybe 10, 15 foot wide paver area. The area south is probably, I would guess, probably 30 foot. I mean, I was out there, been out there several times this week. I don't recall.
Okay.
You have a scale at the bottom of the.
Oh, good one.
That's over 60 feet to the next to the pavilion.
Yeah.
But I would say this plan is somewhat dated. It's gone through a couple revisions since then, so I
okay.
swear to this one.
Let's move on.
That is a question.
So the stuff in the packet you can ignore because we don't really know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's call a vote then.
Okay, we have a motion to amend the item and down to six, which to me seems reasonable. Can prevent a future problem that we're unaware of, and then we don't have to step back and try to erase something, and we can start. We can always add more in the future if it's working fine. So I'm going to ask for the vote on the amendment first. So all those in favor to amending it for leaving the four garbage cans and the pylons the way they are and six yep. tables for the amendment. Say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
No.
No.
Motion carries 4-2.
No.
Oh,
no.
You have a no? Motion is tied 3-3. So the motion fails. So on the, unless there's another amendment to the motion, is there any other amendments? So the motion as it is 12. All those in favor to leave it as it is. Aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
And I'm going to vote no, so the motion fails as well. Is there a compromise motion for eight tables? Or
I would recommend laying the item over so that Jerry Schaefer can be in attendance, because I know he has further information and can provide that scope and perspective that you're looking for.
And that would be appropriate, and maybe the city attorney can have the answer to the questions on the permits and what's being allowed. I did get a phone call about liquor in the park and that as well, so kind of would like to know the answer of kind of what's going on.
I would make that motion to lay it over.
I'll second.
We have
motion. To the next event, to our next.
Motion to table the item to the next meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We're on to item G6. This is the retail service contract with Buxton Company, and Aaron, do you would you like to come forward?
So there's a recommendation before you to cancel the contract we have with Buxton. As Economic Development Director, I came in. It was extremely helpful to have access to the services that were available. And we ran the program before my time here, and then once I came on staff, I ran their program chasing retail recruitment efforts through the services that they offer. You know, you can see it in the breakdown in the council action sheet, more or less. I think there are other services out there that are
make a motion to authorize second. Staff to terminate retail services with the Buxton Company as of May 22nd, 2016.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. G7, temporary live-in easement requirements for the properties at 2937, 2934.
Second.
3009 and 331 West College Avenue. We have a motion. We got a second as well?
Yep.
Just comment on that. I'm hoping we're going to move forward and get this accomplished. I haven't heard much else on this since we made the last motion, so if staff could give me an update, that'd be great. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Next one, G8, temporary limited easements for property at West St. Martin's Road.
Which one is it?
Move to approve.
Second.
City Clerk?
I think Glenn would like to address the issue of obtaining a notarized run number 8.
What do we have? Do we have a motion and a second so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
On number 8, the easement we acquired was not notarized, so just we're still working to get it notarized, but their owners are fully cooperative. We just need to make that happen. We can make that happen before the mayor signs it.
So do you need to make that contingent on the notary? Okay. Is that acceptable with the motion maker? Contingent upon the notary?
Yes.
And the second is yes.
Okay.
Whoever did it. Oh, you did? Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9, update status on the bearing utilities on St. Martin's Road. Is that yours, Glenn?
Yes. We brought this to you for your request. We looked at bearing electric on St. Martin's Road. Bottom line is pretty expensive. I think after talking to the alderwoman of the district, I think it's we just want to come to you and put this in the packet so it's here for future reference, but I don't think it's something we should be doing at this time.
You want a motion to receive and place on file? Would that be? You want to do that?
Yeah, or? We can motion place on file.
All right, is there a motion to receive and place on file?
So then, yeah.
Did you make that?
Second.
Okay, we motion.
Just one quick question. Glenn, this is the expenses for We Energies. This is not the expenses for the homeowners, correct? That would be an additional thing on homeowners and business owners?
Correct. It's been a while since I looked at it, but I think it was estimated, I think we threw about $2,000 a budget per person.
Per person.
That we would either pick up or have them pay for it themselves. We can't tell exactly what they would need until we take this project one step further and look at how it really affects their expenses.
Okay, thank you.
I do want to address the fact that I thought the process that we went through was kind of disappointing. You know, we started out not even knowing what we were talking about as far as the distance, talking about the fact that it wasn't going to be able to go down St. Martin's Road. Now all of a sudden it can go down St. Martin's Road. It was kind of a disappointing situation. and you know, kind of isn't worth the time right now to do. So.
Okay, we have a motion to place on file. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries. G10, resolution to modify the water and sewer assessment rates in section 207-15 of the Franklin City Code. Glenn, that's yours?
Yes, since I've been here, we've looked at some utility projects and some we looked at doing. And once we actually laid out exactly what we would assess for the project, we realized that the assessment rates were coming up very short of what the project would actually cost, even for a typical project where you had, you know, lots on both sides. So I want to pat Ron on the back. He did a lot of work looking at historic values of where they came from and looking at projects and looking at what other communities are doing. Bottom line is we were only, for a typical project, only recouping roughly 60% of the cost of a project. PSC says, at least for the water side, that we need to recoup at least, you know, the entire cost for a project. So looking at what happened, because they used to pay for themselves, we noticed that CPI is the index used each year to increase the cost. January 1st of each year, a finance director would actually tell us what the rates were for the new year for water and sewer. And we realized that CPI is really based on commodities that really don't apply to construction. There's another index called ENR, Engineers News Record, that I'm familiar with as a consultant, and most engineers use this to inflate the prices each year, that looks at, you know, lumbers and other construction materials. And we noticed that if we had used any ENR, we'd be much closer to what the real costs were. We talked about this several meetings with the Board of Water Commissioners. And since the direction by PSC is to recover all the costs, and we realized that if, even if we reset the rates using ENR, it would cover the average project. So the Board of Water Commissioners asked us to increase our proposal by another 20%, and that sets a cap. So that if it's an inexpensive project, it doesn't change things. We still only assess for what the project would cost. This is only the extraordinary projects where, you know, maybe they hit rock or had a tricky intersection or something that really made the cost of the project go up, that there is a cap on the project. So so what we're doing is we're asking you to increase the water and sewer rates as shown there. From sanitary would go from $55 to $132, and we'd reset that value for this year, and then from there increase that per the ENR record or index as opposed to the CPI. If you look on your table, there's actually a revised ordinance, and you can see there and highlighted right now the sanitary sewer main through the years with inflation is up to $84.13. We're proposing to change that to $132. Again, this is a cap. For business industrial, we go from 109 up to 162. For the water main, currently it's $68. We would increase that to $108. And again, for the non-residential, it would go from 132. I'm sorry, from 89 to 132. So if you have a fairly simple project, the cost would be well below those numbers. But this does allow for us to recoup all the costs on pretty much all the projects.
Discussion, Alderman Mayer.
So really, Glenn, the problem was we weren't keeping up each year. We weren't raising it at a certain rate each year.
That was a big part of it, yes.
Okay. And then second thing, we've already started talking to some people on the project on Waffle Road. We've been giving them the price, and that's the next issue. Could we raise this for future projects and not that project if that goes through at this time?
We could, and we'll talk about that project when we
Okay. I just want to make sure we can still talk about the cost at,
sure,
at
sure.
that one, too.
Policymakers, we can make that amendments as we see fit. So.
And perhaps you can make this effective at a future date, or you could accept a certain project.
Okay.
City Attorney.
I first learned of this, I think it was after 5 on Friday as an item, but I did have a recollection of the referenced prior capping of the assessment rates back in the 1990s, and I dare say there's a former council member sitting in the back row right now that recalls the rooms full at sewer and water special assessment public hearings. And my recollection, and I did get a copy of the 1996 ordinance from the clerk, and the whereas clauses do speak in terms of the cap was not intended to perfectly match all projects. There were situations where, and this is just 20 years ago recollection, on one block here, the sewer would cost $50 a front foot, and everybody would pay X number of dollars. And then 12 months later, you'd go three blocks to the north, and all of a sudden it was $100 a foot for some reason. And you had double, you know, single-family homeowners paying $10,000. All of a sudden it's $20,000, and becoming substantial portions of the property value. And so that's was part of the rationale, as I recall, on the capping. And part of the capping was to stop 100% recoupment of all special assessment costs. And I'm just letting you know, because that's my recollection, that there was a prior council policy to recoup 100% of the costs, and the council decided it's time to put a cap on that. And just reading, and I haven't researched this or anything, but with regard to PSC saying you must recoup 100% of the costs, what I'm reading here is on the action sheet, water mains will be extended for new customer on the following basis. One, cover it through special assessment, or if unwilling or unable to make a special assessment, extension will be made on a customer finance basis. Does that mean the water utility in effect becomes part of the rates and they contribute just from the general fund, or what does that mean? I'm not too sure that it's that's not an alternative if water is not fully covered by a special assessment. Plus, you're going to have costs where it's not fully recouped because you're going to have that, oh, this is a wetland property next door, so it's not specially benefited, so it's going to be a cost to run that pipe along that wetland property. And it's a city cost, so it's usually not going to be fully
double-sided lots.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. So I don't know how we can do the 100%. I have a couple questions on how did we go all of these years with Mr. Bennett doing this at this policy, at this figure, and now all of a sudden we have to double all the figures. In some cases, the costs are more than double. So how were we able to do that and have money put aside for water sewer building? And what about the impact fees that are paid from new development that you're assessing that too? They pay in for water and sewer. So now they're essentially paying twice. They're paying, you know, a double rate to put it in along on the property. And then they, when they build the house, they pay an impact fee into the water and sewer as well. It seems to me like it's made a pretty drastic jump.
As I understand, historically, we had a lot more development, so people were paying into those funds that was recovering cost when projects came in over budget, if you will. So when they came in over any recoupment, there were funds there to pay for it. This past year, especially this year, we're looking at our costs very, very close. And stalls, pots of money that we've always traditionally been able to draw from are getting lower and lower and lower.
Well, there's a couple things. The item on the agenda says an ordinance to amend. I realize we now have the ordinance in front of us, but what was in the packet is a resolution to amend. So that was not quite publicly noticed, right? I would have liked to have seen a comparison of what other communities have. There's talk about based on detailed analysis, but yet there are no detailed or any analysis really in here for it to go except for these CPI and ENRs. There's no rates for municipalities. So I did a little research of that on my own, and it fell into more what the city attorney has said. They had a rate, and then if they, you know, hit rock or something or wetlands, it was kind of a little bit different story. So I guess I would like to understand what the past policy was and how we were able to do this 60%, and now we have to jump so high. So I'm curious on that. So I have Alderman Taylor, and then the clerk has her hand up.
I want to make a motion to lay us over, not just to the next meeting, but two meetings. It gives you time to, I think, answer some of these questions, get us the detailed information, also address some of the concerns that have been brought by the city attorney or some of the questions you did. I mean, he saw this at, you know, after 5 o'clock on Friday. I'd rather have him. I know he works around the clock. Have him more time to digest this. So I think there's enough questions on the table that putting this off 30 days gives staff enough time. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do this, but I think we want to make sure we have all the proper information and we can ask questions of staff ourselves, you know, on a one-on-one basis. Is that fair? Is a month enough time to do all that?
Sure. Yeah, I didn't include it, but it was presented to the Board of Water Commission, so we can summarize it and bring it to that meeting.
That would be my motion.
We have a second. We have a motion and a second. Ms. Liberta.
Just as a friendly suggestion, you may say two meetings or the June Committee of the Whole, because if his detailed analysis really involves a fair bit of discussion, that's the kind of thing that Committee of the Whole is really...
That's fine. I'd rather not have a Committee of the Whole, but...
So let him finish his work and do it at either one.
I'd rather not have a Committee of the Whole, but if I mean, why would we do that? Okay, you know, I mean...
I guess I thought the clerk had addressed her comment, but she has not yet, so she has the floor.
A comment was made that was incorrect, and I would just like to clarify it for the record. The item was properly noticed on the agenda. It does say ordinance. So,
correct. It says ordinance, but what's in the public packet is a resolution, and then we ended up with an ordinance in front of us to correct what was wrong in the packet, is I guess what I probably
should have said. I just wanted to clarify that it was listed on the agenda as an ordinance.
Yes. The clerk did properly notice that the error was within the council packet, so... Make sure it comes back next time, Glenn, with the resolution, I guess, instead. So, or yes, no, the ordinance. So we have a motion on the floor. We have a second. Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. See, G12, request for survey properties, the water and...
11.
Oh, 11. Thank you. I guess we're stuck together here. I'll read it off the agenda because this, again, is different. The amend Part 8 of the Unified Development Ordinance to update the stormwater regulations.
I'd like to introduce a new employee that's worked for us for a few months, and named Sarah Arnold, an engineer, project engineer specifically. And she's done a lion's share of work on actually modifying this ordinance. And if it's all right, I'd like to have her give you a brief explanation.
Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Yes, hello. I'm Sarah Arnold, and I've been working with stormwater for a long time, so Glenn and I were working on this together. Basically, just so you know where these changes came from, back in 2004, the state code NR 151 was changed by the DNR. And although it's been tweaked since then and methods and means have changed, the requirements have been the same since then. They were significant changes back then, but any project in the state since then has had to follow these requirements. Sometime before I came here, Franklin did become an MS4 permitted community. It's municipal separate storm sewer system, which is basically a mandate by the DNR. And what is falling on us now is the requirement to get NR 151 into our local ordinance. All MS4 communities have to do these. Again, any consultant who's been working on a project anywhere in the state for the last 12 years has been following these. So all we're doing is getting them into the ordinance. A lot of them we actually already had. Some of them we didn't, but again, Franklin was already reviewing for DNR projects anyways, so all of these requirements would have been followed. We're just making sure everything is updated. We still include the MMSD requirements and obviously any Franklin requirements as well, but nothing in here will come as a shock to anyone who has been consulting or developing in the past.
Sarah, did you get my email I sent regarding the concern of the definitions with that not matching with the ordinance in 1511?
We did, and Glenn and I discussed this, and it's actually still fluid. I'm sorry, I neglected to say, when we sent it out, we also sent it to the DNR. Obviously, we will eventually need their approval. We sent it to, I believe they're called Thousand Friends of Wisconsin or Thousand Friends of Lakes. So it's still fluid. I was actually just making some tweaks to it last week, and that is something we discussed, too, that we'll need to look at.
Okay, because the last thing we want is conflicting definitions. So you will be addressing that before you have this public hearing, and we'll get a copy of that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I don't have any more questions. Anyone else? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to direct staff to publish a Class 2 public notice of a public hearing at a Plan Commission meeting on May 19, 2016.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Now we go to G12, request to survey properties for water and sanitary sewer service in the vicinity of West Woeful Road and West Rawson Avenue.
There are a couple properties on Woeful that have sometime in the past connected to our sanitary sewer via a private grinder, what I call a grinder force main. So they have a common force main where they each have a grinder pump. It pumps into a force main. It's all private system and dumps into our sanitary sewer. It's not desirable. We much prefer things that don't use electricity, with things that we can maintain in our right-of-way. We like gravity sewers. So there is another property, 7145, that came to us. They want to build a house there, and so they wanted to connect that grinder system. We said, we're getting too many people on this private system. We've had all the time people come to us, common wells are a big thing that happen, and it just creates problems later on. So we said we really want to try to do a gravity sanitary sewer. With the help of Alderman Mayor, we had a neighborhood meeting. It's basically for the residents along Woeful, 92nd Street from Rawson down to Grandview. Got most of the attendees there. The overwhelming response was, well, you know what, if you're going to dig us up, put a sewer in, we'd like to have water too. So we went back to the drawing board and, went on the back burner, if you will, and finally came up. So we've looked at exactly how we would accomplish that with water and sewer. So we have the residents that you see there on the map. This is a, I should say 7145. There's a pending sale of the property, very imminent. I get at least one, if not two, phone calls a week. They're very anxious to hear your decision. Again, people have already preliminary said, yeah, we would like water and sewer, but we'd like to officially survey them and start the process.
Glenn, I can't get the big picture of where this map is. What's the road with the big line on it toward the top going north and south?
That would be Rawson.
That's Rawson, and so what's the most north road off of this?
That is Rawson.
That's 92nd.
Oh, that's the one that turns. Oh, that's the park. Okay. Now I get where it is. Okay. Okay, are there any discussion? Alderman Mayer.
Glenn, tell me exactly what officially surveying means. Is that committing? Is that just getting an official?
We're going to send out the letter, and so we'll kind of get their responses. We'll get other their responses. We will come back to you and say, here's the people that want the project. Is this something that you'd like us to proceed with an actual project? Then we would work on a design, go out to bids, contractors, part of the assessment process, and come back and say, here's what the cost would be once we have bids in hand. Okay. So.
Thank you.
Do you think you have the staff time to do this? Because I have a survey in my district that was motioned in June. That hasn't gone out yet.
We've been working on that. I need to talk to you about that one. Well, that's a good question. Now we have Sarah on board. We have been doing some things that we normally go out for consultant. And again, part of the backlog of other projects that are in the motion, we might hire a consultant to be part of that. So we'll discuss that when we come back to you with a recommendation.
Real quick question.
Alderman Taylor.
Based on the meeting, Alderman Mayor, feedback was this is something we're not wasting our time doing. I mean, from the people that attended, it was something that they're interested in.
Yes.
So we're not just, you know, because we've had surveys where we know we shouldn't be doing surveys because.
Yeah, no, it wasn't 100%.
But it was. But there's enough that you know it's going to come back. You're going to have a little bit of opposition, but it's going to be the majority of people most likely.
And there's no way to guarantee that to you. But.
Right. But, I mean, we've done surveys where we know that it's not going to be a pleasant thing, and we still do it. So here we're thinking that's probably not the case based on the feedback you've gotten.
Fine.
Okay.
And a couple other things I should mention. If you look at that map, there's some plots, two lots labeled S, another lot labeled S and W. Those people have already connected. When they were allowed to do so, they waived their right to fight this. So they are automatic yes votes if you should so desire to do that. I should also point out that this is actually one when we worked through the numbers. We were way over what we would have collected through assessments. One of the proposals we'll probably talk to them about, would they want to pay extra to protect landscaping? Because we're trying to design this to stay out of the road. If you've driven up and down through there is a lot of really nice trees, but they are all in the right-of-way. We would surely kill them all if we were to keep the utilities out of the pavement. But to put them in the pavement, that just makes the project even more expensive. So we're going to ask them if they would be willing to shoulder that extra cost to be able to make this project happen.
Just one more point. Now, based on our previous discussion, it's probably safe to say that we can tell these people that if they don't do it now, if they choose to do it in the future, it's going to be substantially more expensive. I think that would be a safe thing to say.
Sure.
Okay, I would make the motion then. Direct staff to survey the property owners and return to county council with the proposed project. Direct staff to use adjusted assessment current rates on the project.
Second.
We have motion and second. Any more discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is an ordinance to amend an ordinance adopting the annual budget for the Capital Improvement Fund for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2016 to provide for appropriations for the Pleasant View Trail. I have one correction. Maker of the motion would like to request a fifth whereas strike as has no appropriation for requires an appropriation.
Yep.
Is that acceptable?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we have a motion and a second with one
technical correction.
Technical correction to the fifth whereas. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah.
Okay, roll call on that one.
Nice job, Paul.
Alderman.
More than just a pretty.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.